all the credit goes to Julie Taymor and team, the original director and creator. Did a lot of the puppet design and costume design for the show. And really, I think, yeah, Disney just wanted to take this iconic animated feature and sort of bring it to life in a completely reimagined way. I always say you'll get the all the best in your favorite parts and all the highlights of the animated feature with so much more. There's such a melding of South African culture in the musical that audiences really don't expect if they've never seen the musical version before. So it's really sort of the movie on steroids. And it's in the best way possible. It's really an experience to behold.
That kind of goes into my next question. Like, the movie itself has some great songs, and I'm assuming some of them are going to be heard.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you'll still get Circle of Life. You'll get Just Can't Wait to Be King, Be Prepared. You'll get Hakuna Matata, Can You Feel the Love Tonight, you know, all the iconic numbers from the animated feature. But there's also songs that were written specifically for the musical. There's a song called Endless Night that Simba sings in Act 2, a song called Shadowland that Nala sings. Act 2 opens up with a brand new song that's specific to the musical called One by One. And it's really, you know, again, it's really kind of melding. One by One especially is mostly sung in different South African languages. And it's, you know, this beautiful celebration of the culture and these, you know, brightly colored dashikis that the cast wears. It's just really a celebration and such a cool melding.
You are playing the role as Pumbaa. He, by the way, that is my favorite character in The Lion King. How do you get into character, and why is this a role that you wanted to do?
Yeah, for sure. So this role has been on my radar for a few years now. I joined the tour about 10 and a half months ago. I had been auditioning for it a little over 3 years before I finally got it. You know, it's sort of one of those, like, perfect roles that, you know, everybody knows and loves, and there's definitely a pressure in that to sort of bring that iconic character to life, but really a lot of freedom in that to be able to make it my own. You know, so just a lot of interest in wanting to play such a well-known character and sort of give my own spin on it and give audiences my take on what that character could be. And as far as getting into character, once I'm at the theater, after the show starts, I'll go on hair and makeup for about 20 to 25 minutes to get a full face of makeup on, to get you know, this big wig. Not to give too much away, you'll see it once you get to the theater. And then the underlayer costume is a full jumpsuit with padding for, you know, my big hips and my hoof shoes and everything. And then I go to get into my puppet, which is the Pumbaa puppet is about 8 feet long and a little over 50 pounds in total. So yeah, it's definitely a huge undertaking. I'm sore by the end of the week, but I'm having a blast with it. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work that has to be put on, but I bet it looks absolutely amazing once you see it on stage.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's incredible. And the show is amazing in the sense that we travel an entire puppets department headed by Michael Riley, who are incredible, who do all the puppet upkeep for the over 200 puppets that we use in the show, anywhere from like a body puppet that Pumbaa is to, you know, hand puppets like Zazu to shadow puppets, so you name it. We also have an incredible hair and makeup team headed by Danae Jimenez, who, you know, do all my hair and do all my makeup, do the wig upkeep and kind of get me into the wig every night. We have also a full-time PT, Hunter Stegman, who travels, a physical therapist that travels with us, you know, city to city, full-time on the road. So, you know, Disney really makes sure that, you know, they're taking care of us. And from the physical aspect to, you know, kind of every aspect of getting in and out of the costume every night, you know, we're sort of taken care of. So, you know, it's really a well-oiled machine. I always say there's definitely a third act going on backstage that no one else sees. And there's probably over 100-150 people backstage between crew that we travel, cast that we travel, and local stage crew that we pick up in every city. It's really an incredible thing just to watch backstage. And, you know, everybody kind of, it's almost a well-choreographed machine with set pieces flying in and out and, you know, people helping out and everything else. And I always say the actors, we get the easy part. We get to run on stage and have fun. You know, it's everybody else backstage making it happen 8 shows a week that are the reason we get to do what we do.
Yeah, it sounds exactly like you said, just this huge, well-oiled machine. So now when I go watch, I'll be like, wow, I remember the people backstage too.
Right. You know, almost 50 on stage, and that doesn't even scratch the surface of the people backstage. So it's, yeah, pretty a pretty cool fact to think about.
Yeah, no, that is interesting. I'm for sure going to think about that. And hopefully our listeners do too when they go check out the musical. Yeah, so last question for our listeners. Where can they get tickets to watch The Lion King?
Yeah, absolutely. The Julie website will have that. You can also go to lionking.com, click on the tour tab under, I believe, it'll give you the Broadway option and then the North American tour. Just go down to the Edmonton engagement and click on that. It'll take you right to the ticketing site as well.